The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, about last night.
Oh, shit.
I fumbled around under the bed looking for my wayward audio recorder. But what I found instead was a phone with a shattered screen. In the dark, it felt like it was flaking. I didn't understand why until I turned on my flashlight and saw the layer of brown, dried blood that had come off in my hand. I was frozen there under the bed, a weird feeling in the pit of my stomach. And then I looked up and saw the bloodstain 2 feet wide caked on the bottom of the mattress. I'm Marlo Vern. And this is what happened in Skinner. I messaged the Discord about the bloodstain. Shout out to those of you who were up. We agreed it had to be from a serious wound. There was way too much blood for anything else. And given the bullet holes I'd just seen at Pacific Rock Cannery, we all thought maybe, just maybe, it was connected to Tanner Young's killer. There was one easy way to find out. And it was sitting there on the floor next to me.
Have you tried charging it?
It's not going to turn on. The screen is so messed up, it's hardly a phone anymore.
Couldn't hurt to try.
Fine. Hold on a sec. Yep. It's a brick.
Well, if it really did belong to the killer, you'd have to be pretty inept to leave a working phone behind.
Oh, shit.
Is that...
As the phone sputtered back to life, notification alerts sprang up one after another. Texts, voicemails, Reddit notifications. A lot of Reddit notifications. And at the top was a text alert reading, "Just want to know you're safe. You're not in trouble. Just come home." The sender was listed as Mom. This wasn't the killer's phone. This phone belonged to Tanner Young.
So he takes Tanner's phone after the autoclave, and then he's in a shootout with someone, probably a cop or he'd have heard about it, takes a bullet, winds up back at the motel, bleeds all over the bed.
And hours after Tanner's death, the phone finds service and posts his last messages to Reddit.
Probably when the killer got to the motel. Is that all there was?
No, a local 541 number was called like 20 times in a row.
Well, that tracks. Tanner would have tried to call for help before resorting to Reddit, right?
Sean.
What?
These calls are from the morning after. It must have... Could it have been the killer?
On Tanner's phone? Oh, that's fucked. Did he get through to anyone?
Yeah. Once. The last outgoing call, around 8:40... The call lasted 1 minute and 54 seconds.
By then, the Reddit posts were up. If he was getting the first notifications, maybe he ditched the phone and got out of there.
Leaving behind the phone in a massive stain?
Lo, listen. Can you get out of there tonight? I'm getting real Bates Motel vibes.
There isn't anywhere else to go.
Doesn't Susan have a mansion?
We're not there yet. It's not like Sadie's gonna H.H. Holmes me.
Person thinks Shipwreck Cemetery is a chill room thing. Maybe she wanted you to find this stuff. Hell, Maybe she's watching you through the vent right now.
Yeah, I want to be able to sleep tonight, so I'm going to let you go. Here's where you say, night, Marlo.
Maybe just check behind the mirror. Remember that girl in Brooklyn who found a whole apartment?
Night, Marlo.
Night, Marlo.
Yeah, I didn't sleep that night. After triple-checking the walls and the mirrors, I decided to turn the phone over to Clem in the morning. Then I sat by the window and waited for the sun to come up. Another successful day not dying on Skinner.
Hey there, Vern. Look at this.
It's nice. What is it?
You don't recognize it?
Sorry.
See the flag there with the white star? White star line? It's from the Titanic, Vern. The Titanic!
Sadie, do you ever sleep?
I'll sleep with the fishes someday. This auction closes in 20 minutes. Last 6 hours have been a clencher.
You're pretty into nautical antiques.
I've wanted a Titanic room for years. But if you're gonna do the Titanic, you have to do it right. And time it right. When the car ferry went down, I knew I had to hold off or everyone would say I was a ghoul. Been long enough now, though, I think.
Why shipwrecks, though?
Dunno. Just always liked them, I guess. Now, what's got you up and at them so early?
The other night you promised there weren't any monsters under my bed. Did you mean anything by that?
Oh, shit. You didn't find bed bugs, did you? Because I swear...
No. No bugs.
Thank Christ. Don't scare me like that.
I found blood, though. A lot of blood.
Okay, look. Sometimes I have to cut a corner or two. Would I have liked to get a new mattress? Sure. Is it easy? Especially hefting it over on that rinky-dink foot fairy? If you turn off the recorder, we can work out a discount, if that's what you want.
Wait. Tell me what happened.
Not much to tell, Detective. Guy said he was out here to fish. Next morning, he was gone. I figure he had some accident and took himself back to the mainland. Well, don't look at me like that. Blood's the tip of the iceberg when you run a motel.
So it didn't worry you that he disappeared right after a murder?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, no. You think he killed that kid?
Did you look under the bed?
Oh, you never go rooting under the beds. Who knows what you'll find?
This belonged to Tanner Young.
Well, fuck.
Did this fisherman give you a name when he checked in?
Fish. Jim Fish. Yep, I hear it now.
I'll tell Clem. Is there any chance I could get a different room? Or at least a new mattress?
I mean, it's not like he died there.
Even, like, a mattress pad?
Because you're you? I'll see what I can rustle up.
Jim Fish?
Right?
Jim Fish.
Apparently, Sadie doesn't ask a lot of questions. Something about sailors needing their moments of anonymous pleasure. I stopped her there. The Discord's looking into the name. Maybe he's used it before. It's a long shot, but still.
No kidding.
I hear you, Annabeth. I do. I could come over and try to talk to him. Evidence bag? If you think...
Wes Walters, Skinner's only other cop, has a head of unkempt gray hair and a prominent Adam's apple. He was juggling three things at once the entire time we were there. Clem was busy too, but somehow made it look a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I understand. I'll see if Clem can come by later then.
Let's call Florence and tell them we have a blood... No, not the plastic one. Get paper.
Oh, sure. Hey, Annabeth's got another domestic. Not urgent, but she'd rather you go.
Fine. Thanks. Well, Ms. Vern, I appreciate you bringing this in. And credit where credit's due on finding those Reddit posts.
Happy to help. Did you happen to check the motel the night of the murder? He used an alias, but if we can access any security cameras, it'll...
Please. Carl, Jasper Cook's not here. We'd know by now. But if you see anything, let us know.
I'm going to need to check out your room today, get a sample from the mattress, compare it to what's on the phone.
Could the blood be from the shootout?
Shootout?
At Pacific Rock?
I'll be by the motel around 2. Try not to move anything around before...
But you didn't answer my question.
Nor do I have to.
It was Jasper Cook, wasn't it? I saw the bullet holes in the wall. Did you hit him?
Yeah, we're not doing this. Wes!
You need into my room, don't you?
Oh, shit.
How about we help each other out?
How about I charge you with interfering with an investigation?
Oh, shit.
2 o'clock's fine. As appreciative as she was about the phone, Clem was decidedly not as open to collaboration as I'd hoped she'd be. Sorry, guys. They're busier than I expected in there.
Yeah, just the two of them. And Clem has to respond to most of the calls.
Why?
Wes only moved out here 5 or 6 years ago, so people don't trust him.
5 or 6 years?
Skinner's not big on outsiders.
Oh, I can tell. So, we think Clem shot up the cannery, right?
Oh, yeah. $10 says she's just trying to keep everything under wraps until they find the guy.
She keeps things very close to her chest, doesn't she?
I mean, kind of one of her best weapons right now. He could be listening to this.
Lady in the light comes down in the night, brings to the town despair and plight. See her in the lanthorn, see her in the cave. When she's around, you best be brave. That's creepy.
Lady in the light? Yeah, I guess so. She's a classic here.
What's her deal?
You want my opinion or the legend?
Oh, definitely both.
Well, sailors used to say they could see the silhouette of a woman up in the lanthorn.
Lanthorn?
Like the room where the lens is at the top of the lighthouse. She was a bad omen for a voyage. Brought sickness, destroyed cargo, caused accidents. She was supposedly the most beautiful woman in town, and an evil captain locked her up there after she refused to marry him. They say she spent her days wailing down to the town for help, but the people forgot her and mistook her cries for the wind on the sea. She stayed up there for years, screaming and slowly going mad, and her spirit never left. That's a legend, anyways.
And what's your take?
Me? I think a couple sailors saw some shadows and were, sailors about it.
Sorry to hear about your dramatic night. You're welcome to crash at Island Light anytime.
You wouldn't. Would you?
Maybe. He's nice, but a little intense.
Never thought I'd be in a group text with a cult leader.
Or that he'd be asking if we could pick up bread.
I'd do it myself, but Susan and I are in the middle of something up here. What's that mean?
Wanna go find out? Greg and I made a quick run to Pete's grocery, just as the first of what turned out to be a full weekend of storms rolled in over the island.
Does it always rain this hard in the winter?
Worse lately.
And you bike in this?
Guess this year I do. Tree fell on my car during the live stream.
Nobody can fix it?
Not for free. Just kind of the ideal price point right now.
We talking baguette?
Of course. Sourdough.
Sourdough.
Weird question, but... when you found the reel wedged in that old table, did it feel totally random?
Why?
I felt something pulling me around the cannery office last night.
Like, magic?
I don't know if I... yeah, maybe?
No, I don't think I felt anything like that. Sheer dumb luck. Sorry. Shall we?
Should we bring something else? Flowers?
You want to bike uphill in the rain for 5 miles with flowers?
Wine, maybe?
Sure, I guess. You don't have to. We got bread.
Just... Susan's making us dinner, so I think it'd be nice to, you know, reciprocate.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to be cute.
Whatever. How expensive does wine need to be cute? $12?
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Okay, well, we'll go with $13.50. At the register of Pete's grocery, we checked out with Pete himself.
Well, what have we here? Greg, you're not going to even introduce me to your new friend.
Hey, Pete.
If you're shacking up with a Skinner, you chose the right one. Most of them aren't even allowed in here anymore.
Yeah?
It's true. My cousins have to slip over to Florence for groceries and booze.
This one here is always scheming, just like the rest of them. But with him, it's bike racks and bake sales. You chose good. White sheep of the family, huh, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg laughed along, but I almost felt like I could see his body take the punch. The ride up to Susan's was pretty quiet. You know, aside from...
Today the weatherman comes to bring the sugar and tea at home. One day when the sun is gone, take my leave and go. Is it on this one?
Well, that was fun.
I'm drenched.
Yeah, think of it like the log ride in Enchanted Forest.
Enchanted?
No way. Mig never took you? It's this tiny little theme park outside Salem. Everything's hand-built. It's wooden and rickety and terrifying.
Oregonians have a weird sense of fun. Why are all these cars here?
Marlo, Greg, you're early.
Sounded like you two were having too much fun up here without us.
I wouldn't say that exactly, but... Well, why don't you come in?
Who else is here?
We were gonna tell you tonight anyway, but I didn't want to worry you beforehand.
Worry us?
You know Oramon has been a secret until... Well, recently.
You're welcome.
Hey, I think it's way past time to stop cloistering. By and large, I think the Coven agrees with me, but for some people...
It's disgraceful.
It's an adjustment.
How could you think this dog and pony show is what Alistair and Zenaida would have wanted?
Rotundus, please.
Respectfully, I don't think you're in any position to decide what my parents would have wanted.
I better get in there. Are you two coming?
Is that okay?
It's the story you're here to tell, isn't it?
It felt like we stepped out of a thunderstorm and into an Agatha Christie novel. The parlor was dominated by a huge fireplace. Six older men and women sat around it. Susan stood at the mantel, her back to us, poker in hand.
When 71st gets back to us... Oh!
Hello.
Hey, guys! Sorry, we were just finishing up. If you want to dry off...
Maybe they should stay.
Is this the podcaster?
Yeah. Hi. Marlo.
Right, this is my Aunt Willa, Philippa, and Milton, my neighbors. Vertumnus. This is Marlo Vern.
We've met under other pretenses.
Vertumnus Van Tassel Hall. The man who yelled at Rex during our tour of Catalyst was pacing along the wall, staring at us.
I think most of you have met Greg.
Hey. Sorry for the... what?
You're Susan's friend who works at the hardware store. You helped me pick out a new color for my kitchen.
Yeah. How'd the color work against the tile?
It looks lovely.
Glad to hear it.
Right. So,
I think we'd all prefer this conversation not be recorded.
That goes without saying.
I can turn it off.
No, hold on. Look, the way I see it, this can go one of two ways. We can hide from the inevitable and let other people spin the narrative, which will be bad, or we can take what fate presented us with, which is the opportunity to tell our own story under the direct supervision of a magister.
A convert magister from a tiny coven.
And a wild... Help me out here, Susan?
It's true. The more we insist on secrecy, the worse it looks. And I don't think Oramana is something to be ashamed of.
If I may, Susan, it's not a matter of shame. Given what's happened, what's coming, this is about being careful at an incredibly delicate time.
Personally, I'd respect any decision 71st makes.
New York's in denial, Milton. They're not making any decisions.
We know you have ties to that radical down in Los Angeles.
At least Cielo's doing something to control their destiny. Isn't that the point? Or would you rather just sit here and do nothing until everything else we've built starts to decay?
How dare you?
We'd all like to see Catalyst finished, but this information leak isn't going to accomplish that.
Since you're so much more adept at controlling destiny, tell us, have you made any progress on the ferry?
Ferry?
After the accident, they offered to fund a new car ferry to get construction back on track.
What?
Yep. The town wanted the same affordable service as before, but Vertumnus insisted they'd only fund a luxury fast ferry.
There was no arguing with them.
So it fell through. Hence, no ferry.
Well, this is fun, but I've got Nash at home. Let me know what you decide.
Can I walk you out?
I suppose. I apologize for their behavior, Greg. And Marlowe.
Can we settle on a policy, please? I've said my piece. But Susan?
Is this openness really what you think is best for us, honey?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
The good that comes from the bad, right?
There it is.
Arimana Shethkatar. It was lovely to meet you, Marlowe. Wasn't it, Milton?
Thank you.
I expect we'll be seeing you two again soon.
The Abernathys? They're your coven?
Less exotic than you were expecting?
Not judging, just definitely not who I'd want to dance around a fire naked with.
I'm sure the feeling's mutual.
My heart bleeds.
That wasn't the whole coven, though, was it?
No, just,
The Inherited.
The most senior families, yeah.
Inherited?
We all go way back within Orimana.
But your family goes back the furthest.
How did you...
You were the only one they listened to.
The wild name carries some weight.
Did she say Nash?
Willa is Nash's mom.
Oh.
God, you guys must be freezing. Come on.
Susan and Rex must have spent hours reshuffling the chaos I'd seen yesterday into some semblance of order. A loveseat in the hallway was so weighed down with old documents that it was barely standing. A post-it on them read, 1929. I spotted a few other notes on scattered heaps. Original coven, Gilded Age, ASPR findings. But Susan headed for a different pile, one spilling out of a closet, with a post-it that just said, donate.
Here, put this on.
Hey, I remember this.
Dad never met a wool sweater he didn't love. We keep it, if you want. Marlo, I probably have something upstairs, if that's,
That's great. Thanks.
Things looking any better out there?
With the weather or your aunt?
What's 71st?
Hmm?
You were referring to Cielo and 71st. What is it?
Oh, there are other covens. Cielo is in L.A., 71st is in New York. We refer to them by the site they're on instead of the city they're in.
The site? Wait, Cielo, like Cielo Drive? Like the Manson family?
You knew that off the top of your head.
Are they all on sites like that?
Yeah, actually.
It's kind of a reclaiming thing. Like restoring the good where bad things happened.
Is that why all those Orimana leaders were out on Heart Island? You listened to my first episode, right?
Yeah, I did.
Sure didn't sound like they were restoring the good. They seriously freaked out that Mateo guy. He thought they gave him a stroke.
Poor kid. I hear they compensated him handsomely for it, though.
Hey, I made spaghetti.
You already made it?
Well, it was mostly done when we got ambushed. I kept it warm on the stove.
Do you not know how spaghetti works?
Could we pause the negativity? It's going to be delicious. Marlo, I'll grab you something dry.
Have you been up here all day?
Pretty much. She called last night after you guys went to the cannery. She's been digging up everything she can find from the early 30s. I've been sorting it, or trying to. It's a lot.
Don't you have a job?
Island Light? Jen has it covered.
We have wine.
Did I hear wine? Here you go, Marlo.
You brought a bottle.
It's supposed to have tasting notes of Coconut macaroons.
Huh. Thanks. Greg, there's ginger ale if
you... I'll help myself and track down a corkscrew for you lushes.
For the record, Susan, I did notice you swapped our bottle with something from your parents' collection. But I'm not mad. That was some good wine. Sitting around the table, eating overcooked spaghetti, I realized how long it'd been since I'd had a comfortable meal with other people. And looking at the other three, I thought, maybe it'd been a long time for them too. Long enough that Rex and Greg forgot to swipe at each other. And long enough that Susan and I forgot things were supposed to be weird.
Announcement. Announcement.
Please.
Okay. I just wanted to inform everyone that I scraped together enough donations to order you recorders of your own.
You mean it's official? I'm a podcaster?
Just like your parents always dreamed of. Yep. So, cheers to this, the moment before all of you have to start listening to your own damn monologues.
Wait a second, hold on. Did the police end up finding anything in your room?
Clem wouldn't tell me if she did.
She loves Marlo.
Shouldn't have given her the phone.
Wait, let's call the number. The number the killer called.
What if someone picks up?
You could say they won something.
They'll hang up.
What? If someone called and told you won money or a car or a cruise or something, you just hang up?
What? Yeah. You talk to them?
You never know.
You're a winner. Real quick, I need your legal name and your social security number and your
address. Oh my god, just hang up if someone answers.
What's the point of that?
Oh my god, you ninny! Just give me the phone, give it!
Desist!
Are trying to reach is not available. Please record your message.
Worth a shot. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Shot.
Right.
Like a gun.
You're not clever.
It's funny because
you're not even drunk.
I don't have to be. Can't stop the wit.
I'm drunk.
Okay, so Willa's Nash's mom?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, where is he? He's alive, right?
Sadly.
Hey. He's staying with Aunt Willa.
And, like, does he know about the podcast?
He does not. Credit to Susan.
Greg.
I'm confused.
Well, don't feel bad. Rex, back me up. You know the guy.
Not well.
But you treated him.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Nash was at Island Light?
Over the summer. He got into an, altercation back on the mainland. So Willa brought him to us.
Okay, I'm just gonna put this out there. Nash has a good heart. He's just unbalanced sometimes.
Hey, did you find anything in the boxes?
Have you seen him since the night of the reel?
I have not. I read through some more of Georgina's diary.
Who?
Georgina Wilde, Minerva's mother. She was in the reel. The day Minerva's stock transfer was signed, she said... Oh, wait, let me grab it. Rex, what was that thing? Wait, no, here it is. Look, right here. It says, it will be a relief to see this door closed, locked, and boarded over. So basically, like, thus ends Minerva's role in the business. But then, look down here.
Oh, awesome. Runes.
At the bottom of the page were the same jagged symbols, drawn over and over again.
No, but I don't know these, and that's not normal.
I'm like a rune lord, you know, no big deal.
Shut up.
Let me see. Holy shit.
You know what they mean?
Wow, you guys, these are old school. I've only ever seen them in the early records.
What do they mean?
I mean, I've only seen this one in a reculement context. And with the others, I think they mean Minerva did something really, really, really bad.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What happens when you're reculed?
I don't know the specifics. It basically never happens.
What do you think she did?
Something completely unforgivable.
Like a serial killing spree?
That would probably do it, yeah.
Rex, what if the ceremony on the cliffs was something, I don't know, protective? Like if she was behind the Winter of Terror, I'm not sold on that, but maybe they were protecting the town from her?
That is kind of what the runes seem to suggest.
Protecting the town from her? Mig, she was in the circle. There was a naked guy in chains. They had a spear. It was a human sacrifice.
She might not have known what they were planning. And we don't know that he was that. You know, maybe he volunteered. That happens sometimes. Maybe they just needed his fear.
Needed his fear? What the fuck does that mean?
Let's not do this in front of in front of the recorder when we're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
No, hey, I don't mind. We don't mind. Marlo, why don't we take a walk?
So channeling is, like, basically aiming luck.
Yeah, basically. It's all about balance. Like, if you wanted, wealth or a project to go well, or...
I want a llama.
A llama?
Llamas are dope. So, say I want a llama. What now?
A llama. Sure. Well, you could channel abundance toward yourself that would somehow end up with you inheriting a llama, or rescuing one, but you're also going to attract its opposite.
An anti-llama.
Loss. It's loss. And you got to channel it away somewhere so you don't get hit with that, too.
Channel it where? Like, into the universe?
So someone random gets hit with it? Kind of shitty, don't you think? And then times that by everyone who ever channels, you can see how dangerous that would get. But... if you aim it towards something really specific, no collateral damage.
Like a person? But who?
A lot of bad people out there. Take your pick.
I can't just channel myself a llama?
No. People learn that the hard way.
What happened?
Just don't. Trust me. Come on.
Where are we?
Rex walked like he knew where he was going. I tried to keep up, but I was distracted by the stars, which were brighter and bigger than any I'd ever seen.
And we are here.
Whoa. Is this... wait. This is from the real.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite views of the island.
We were high on a point that probably looked out on miles of black ocean. And out in front of us, above the thundering waves, I could just make out a shape looming in the darkness.
Is that the lighthouse from the song?
Lady in the Light? Yeah. I've never seen her, though.
Can we go out there?
The bridge washed out years ago.
God, it's like you live inside a snow globe.
Yeah, it feels like it sometimes.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is Rex Wurlitz your real name?
It is now. It wasn't always. Why?
Oh, was that... that was rude. I'm sorry. I just thought it sounded very... Oramana, and... I know you weren't born Oramana, so...
Nah, it's cool. I chose Rex when I chose Oramana. I was 19 and trapped in a shitty little town in NorCal, and I was just sick of being Ryan.
Ryan?
Shh. It's a secret.
The recorder's on.
Whoops.
When you say you chose Oramana...
I found some rumors in a weird corner of the internet about a way of life that was, you know, better. Chased it down. Which is how you had to do it back then.
Not that different now.
I guess we have that in common, huh? Question.
Shoot.
You've seen more of Oramana than, well, wow, maybe any outsider ever. What do you think? Ouch, that's a face.
No, I just... Your website literally has a doomsday clock on it. That's weird.
The countdown clock. I've been trying to deal with that for months, but Nash locked everyone else out of the site, and now...
Nash?
Yeah. He was teaching himself code when he was at Island Light, and he offered to help set it up, take us out of the Stone Age. I didn't want to say anything in front of Susan, but he was always a little...
What's it counting down to?
No idea. I mean, there's going to be an important Oramana observance the day before that, but...
What's important about January 13th?
Usually nothing, but the New Orleans Coven charted it out, and that's the day we're due for the alignment.
Alignment?
It's a little apocryphal, but apparently every 90-some-odd years, certain celestial things line up, and there's a huge abundance of energy around a channel. The first recorded one happened in 1836. The second was, we think, in the winter of 1929.
The year of the real.
I was thinking the stock market crash, but sure. But don't worry. We're going to be very intentional come January, just in case.
Hold up. Wait. You think the stock market crash was...
I mean, who knows? But some of the families came out of that decade a whole lot richer. Well, should we head back up to the house?
Wait. So, you weren't the person he was talking to in the code?
What?
My team looked at the source code of the Oramana website. Nash was talking to someone on there as he was coding the clock.
Huh. I have no idea who that could be. Maybe his New York friends? The Inherited tend to... Well, they can be a little exclusive. Okay, but the countdown clock aside...
Oramana's weird. Cool, but... I want to learn more about it. Everything about it.
Well, what if you come record our next service?
Really? I feel like that Vertumnus guy wouldn't be down.
I'm the Magister. What are they gonna do?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'd be dope.
Wednesday evening, at sunset.
He set off back towards the house with a vigor that suggested he was less tipsy than I thought. Back at Casa Wild, Greg was asleep by the fireplace. Susan was sitting on the dining room table with a glass of wine, staring pensively at her wall of index cards.
There you are. Is everything good?
Yeah, great. Are you and Greg?
We got tired of going around in circles, and he said he was going to take an angry nap, which means he'll sleep for 10 hours and wake up all smug because he won the argument in his dreams. He's such a shithead.
I should get back to Island Light. Group therapy sessions in the morning. Marlo, want a lift? I'll drive slow.
That'd be really good, actually. Do you have room for the white whale?
I've been meaning to... Marlo, you're going to be coming up here a lot, right? You should just take my dad's old car. The whale is an accident waiting to happen.
You sure?
You could drive Greg, too. I've been trying to get him to take it since his car was smashed, but he keeps insisting he'd rather bike.
Well, thank you. But, I don't know if I should drive right now. I'm still a little...
Maybe Greg can bring it down in the morning.
Looks like you and the whale are riding with me tonight.
We pulled into the hotel parking lot, where, in the distance, I could see the faint glow of another burning boat drifting slowly into the marina. Knowing Clem had been by earlier, I was expecting my room to look like, well, a crime scene. But it was pristine. Sadie even came through about finding me a new mattress pad. I was asleep almost before I hit the bed. And definitely before I'd had time to think about the bloodstain underneath it.
No.
Hello? Everything good? We missed you last night.
I need water.
You need to get over to the Landslide Cafe for those interviews.
Interviews?
The people who said they saw Jasper Cook?
No. How long do I have?
Half an hour.
Then I'm going to lie on the bathroom floor for 10 minutes. What I've missed from the team?
There's a new missing person in Walport. Dude didn't pay his rent, so his landlord went by and found his door smashed in. Could be nothing, but still. And we talked about those scalpels Greg found on the beach. Spent a while looking for any hospitals on the coast that started with M-I-N. Nada. Then, Kelvin went on a rant about the Scientology school outside McMinnville.
There's a Scientology school in Oregon?
Apparently. Don't ask Kelvin about it, though, unless you have an hour to kill, which...
I'm going.
Hi, double Americano and a scone.
You got it.
Thanks. Do you have a...
It's the key with the giant coffee mug attached. Please don't leave it in there. I've had to crawl in through the alley window twice this week.
Promise. I saw the graffiti at once. It'd be hard not to. It was all over the sink, on the wall, etched into the paper towel dispenser. She killed them all. It was hard not to think about the Winter of Terror. Or Minerva Wild. Maybe some locals saw the live stream after all.
Scones on the bar.
Thanks. What's with that graffiti? I keep seeing it around town. I tipped her $5. It helped.
Oh. Thanks. I guess I started seeing it maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh. Huh. Do you know the name Minerva Wild?
No.
Never mind. The owner doesn't care about the graffiti?
I literally don't even know who the new owner is. Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, are you still getting those weird deliveries?
Weird. Oh. Are you that girl with the podcast about Tanner?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. They told me about you.
And with that... She disappeared right back into her phone. She kind of set the tone for the next few hours.
I was out in the woods late one night, and that's when I saw it.
It? I thought you said you saw Jasper Cook.
Jasper Cook is one of its many skins.
I think he's been hiding out in that weird rehab joint.
Island Light? Do you have any evidence to support that?
I think he runs the whole show down there.
You're suggesting Rex Wurlitz and Jasper Cook are the same person.
Well, if he got a face transplant after he escaped, it's the best way to hide. It's like a deep fake.
Well, I've been tracking dangerous folks on Skinner for years now.
Oh, that sounds helpful.
I reckon. A lot of drifters think they'll come to Skinner and we'll take care of them. No siree.
Great.
Show you my current case list. Got this older lady who's always looking through the dumpster behind the diner. A couple of junkies who are always busking over by the bars.
But no Jasper Cook.
This guy I ran into a couple nights ago. He was real bad news.
He pulled up a blurry picture on his phone of a man walking away down the road, his hand up to block his face from the camera. He didn't have Jasper Cook's blonde hair, but... I really couldn't tell you anything else about him.
He came up to me outside Pete's and asked for some ferry money. When that didn't work, he asked to borrow my cell phone. Like I didn't know that scam.
Did he say why he needed it?
Just that he'd been on the island for too long and needed some help getting the fuck out of Dodge. But I'd sure never seen him before.
And
When was this?
A couple days ago. Posted him in the Skinner Neighborhood Watch. I'm actually our crime captain.
Have you seen him since?
I haven't, actually. Funny. You wouldn't think he'd be able to get that far.
Why's that?
Yeah, well, he had that awful limp.
I wasn't wild about the guy either, Whispers, but maybe, just maybe, there was something to the man with the limp. I packed up and headed back to the motel for a much-needed nap. Fate and Greg Skinner had other plans.
Marlo! Over here!
Greg was leaning out the side of a beautiful vintage bug.
How are the interviews?
This is the car Susan's lending us?
No, lending you. My luck is way too shitty for such a fine automobile. If she lent it to me, I'd have been slammed by a truck on my way here. Rough morning?
Yep. You're shockingly chipper.
What can I say? My one and only party trick is falling asleep at parties. Sorry for leaving you alone with Rex, though.
He's not that bad.
Oh?
You should try talking to him. He's actually surprisingly normal underneath all that presentation.
Storm du Jour is rolling in, so if we're going to start our tour, it's now or never.
Our tour?
Well, everyone's been giving you tours of Skinner, except the town historian himself.
Oh, the town historian, huh?
Unofficial.
Well, I can't turn down an offer like that.
And if you look right ahead of you over there, you'll see that dock. That is actually the longest dock in all of Oregon.
Hey, speaking of the marina, what's the story behind the burning boats? Skinner's pride thing?
You ask the right person.
The unofficial town historian?
The member of the family who owned the boat.
Oh. Skinner, like, Skinner?
Yeah. Skinner's pride was my family's yacht. I have a picture of it somewhere. It was pretty insane. In the 30s, someone actually did steal it, and it actually did catch on fire when they were motoring it out of the marina.
Wow.
Yep, end of an era. Things are already going downhill for them by then, so no yacht for Greg. Good story, though, right? Oh, turn left here. Yeah, take South Loop.
The year was 1916. 17 years after old C.S. Skinner founded the cannery and the town. Skinner was still in its infancy, but growing fast. And with the rest of the world entering its third year of the Great War, the U.S. knew it was only a matter of time before we were sucked into it. So, they...
built a fort?
Ding, ding, ding! They built a fort!
I hadn't seen this part of the island yet. It was windswept, spare and rocky. The few houses we passed were boarded over.
Winter really wreaks havoc on the houses on this side. The wind fucks up all the shingles. I help out where I can, but I've been brainstorming more permanent solutions.
Mayor Greg.
You laugh, but when Mig and I were kids, we'd stay up all night talking about how we're gonna fix Skinner up to its former glory. Never really let that go, I guess.
Are you guys okay?
Hmm? Yeah, I just, you know, when someone gets sucked into something weird like this, it's, well, logic can't get them out of something logic didn't get them into, right? Just, it's frustrating.
So you're not a believer?
In that?
Or anything, I guess?
I think everyone is strong enough to captain their own ship, and I don't like seeing that taken away from them. Especially not someone smart or strong as Susan.
And what does she think about that? You haven't asked? You know, Rex invited me to the next service. Would you want to come too? See what it's actually like?
Hmm.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. What's it doing out here, though?
Hey, there it is.
Bad weather to fly in. It must be in a rush.
You think it's the Coast Guard?
No. That's not the Coast Guard.
Anyways, this is the entrance to Fort Gray, and if you take the stairs down, they lead to a network of under...
Greg?
Yeah. I heard it too. I think someone's in there.
Yeah. Me too.
We started down the brick staircase that descended into the dark tunnels of the fort. And with every step, the shuffling sounds inside got louder.
Hey! Who's in there?
Are there, like, deer here?
This way. Hello?
We turned on our flashlights and headed down the long, narrow hallway. There was an opening, a room near the end of the corridor, lit with a gray streak of sunlight.
Oh, drop this.
Drop what?
Your key.
What? It's in my pocket.
But it says Lusitania room on it.
What? But this isn't mine. Oh, shit.
You don't think...
No time. Come on.
Grab his legs. Help me lift.
I got it. Hold on. We got you. Greg, I don't think he's breathing.
I'm Marlo Verne. Until next time, this is What Happened in Skinner. What Happened in Skinner is produced by Mazama Entertainment and presented by Rusty Quill. Original music by Aureli Webb. And I'm your host, Marlo Verne.